It's thistle time again. Even if they are hard to see, this is the time to control them. So stay tuned and I'll discuss what you can do now to reduce thistles in your fields next year.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here's the university's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Timing is everything. That's particularly true with thistle control. And October to early November is one of the best times to use herbicides. Did you have thistles this year? If so, walk out in those infected areas this week. Look close. I'll bet you find many thistle seedlings. Most thistle seedlings this fall will be small, in a flat rosette growth form, and they are very sensitive now to certain herbicides. So spray this fall and thistles will not be a big problem next year. Several herbicides are effective and recommended for thistle control. Maybe the most effective is a newer herbicide called Milestone, or a combination of Milestone and 2,4-D called Forefront. Two other very effective herbicides are Tordon 22K and Grazon. But be careful with Tordon and Grazon since they also can kill woody plants, including trees you might want to keep. 2,4-D also works well while it's warm, but you will get better thistle control by using a little less 2,4-D and adding a small amount of Banvil or Dicamba to the mix. Other herbicides also can control thistles in pastures, like Redeem, Cimarron, and Curtail. No matter which weed killer you use, though, be sure to read and follow label instructions and be sure to spray on time. Next year, avoid overgrazing your pastures so your grass stands get thicker and compete with any new thistle seedlings. Give some thought now to thistle control during October and November. Your pastures can be cleaner next spring.
And we'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.